Peace, everyone. At this instance, I would just like to say, in reference to one of our sisters' testimonies, how she said she would like to see me. At least she did like to see me at that time, and no doubt by the virtue of the fact that she continues to attend the meetings and participate herein, she must like to see me over and over again. But I would like to say, if you retrace your thoughts back to about 20 years ago, 1931, 1930, and further back than that, but we have records of my sermons and messages I gave from that time up, definitely telling you it is not necessary to contact me personally, especially. If you make your mental and spiritual contact, matters can and will be adjusted satisfactorily if you have implicit faith and unshaken confidence. And I often say, in reference to my work and my mission, if I'm personally present or if I'm personally absent, I shall carry out my plan and purpose in bringing about the universal brotherhood of man and the conscious realization of the fatherhood of God from shore to shore and from land to land, with or without my person. Aren't you glad? For this cause, even in this most recent current issue of the New Day, you will find correspondence from messages I gave back in 33. And in all of my messages, though my adherents love to see me personally, I'm telling them they need not contact me personally, especially for the prediction of me scripturally, as predicted in the prophetic age. It is not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord God Almighty. In other words, says the Lord God of hosts. So the same spirit is speaking today. And that prediction was speaking of me. Not by any physical effort, not by any material remedies or methods, but by my spirit, declares the Lord your God. And that's why my work is so profound. And it does not begin at the bodily form, and it shall not end when all bodies and forms and persons cease to function. So we rejoice to be here and are happy to give our visiting guests a slight sketch and a reflection of a percent of a fraction of a grain of a percent of a fraction of a grain of what I am actually doing. For what you see personally does not express 100 millions of a percent, of a fraction, of a grain of what God is actually doing universally. And I am declared to be He of whom. Such a declaration has been made. Can you not see the mystery? So also. Then I say rejoice in the Lord always. And I say rejoice. Let your moderation be made known to all men. The Lord is at hand. So we need not be here, there, or anywhere. Same as I've had some to say years ago, they would destroy my body. They'd bump me off and all such foolishness as that. Even if I would choose to cease to function personally, I shall carry out my plan and purpose to the letter, with or without a body. Christ, 1900 years ago, when he ceased to function personally, he expanded his work more profoundly and more steadily and more universally when he ceased to be present with them personally. Can you not see the mystery? Therefore, to those who love me so well and decide to see me, it's perfectly all right. I see you too. Nevertheless, make your mental and spiritual contact, and I will prove to the world conclusively, once and forever, God is omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent without his person. Can you not see the mystery? With infinite love and mercy, I came. Can you not see how great it is to observe the nothingness of matter and the nothingness of personality? I even tell my adherents of the closest ones of my cabinet, transcend my personality as well as all other personalities. Transcend my individuality as well as all other individualities, and realize the allness of God and the nothingness of personality and individuality, the nothingness of the visibilization of God's creation. For I did say, heaven and earth shall pass away. My word stands firm forever. These thoughts, if you observe and realize I am with you, not necessarily personally. Someone say they want to see me personally. That's all right. See anybody first. But if you contact me mentally and spiritually, conscientiously and sincerely, sympathetically and harmoniously, and recognize my deity, I will be to you your Redeemer and your Savior. Same as I am with those in Australia. Same as I am with those in New Zealand. Same as I am with those in Switzerland, Panama, and Germany. The same as I am with those in England and in all parts of the world. Because God is God with or without a bodily form. But to let you know more profoundly that naught can hinder me, I demonstrate my mastery over all opposition in other countries and in other places where I have not gone personally, and prove my dominion and authority over the minds of the people just as operatively and just as effectively and just as expressively and it works automatically. Now, this is fulfilled today in your hearing. The abundance of the fullness of the consciousness of good. No space is vacant of the fullness thereof. I cannot find space or place vacant of the fullness of what we have in evidence in our experience. Aren't you glad? Just as I have blessed these of mine that are commonly known as mine as followers and members of our churches, I shall not be discouraged until I bless all nations universally, and there will be no more likes, wants, and limitations, no more braid lines, no more panics, no more famine, and no more misery, disappointment, and failure, for they all will recognize God's presence eventually as these do. I have further declared the spirit of the consciousness of the presence of God is the source of all supply, and it will satisfy every good desire. If you are actually conscious of my presence and realize I'm operative and expressive when I'm personally absent and when I'm personally present, I will produce the abundance and the fullness of all good things for you, even as I did in the beginning of the creation, according to the historian. God spoke and God moved on the face of the waters. He didn't have his body then, but he functioned, created, and brought about a creation of all creation, and made visible the invisible and intangible earth by saying, "Let dry land appear," when the earth was void and without form. I say, let the blessings come forth into expression, and we shall enjoy them, though they were invisible. I visibilate or tangibilate and materialize them, for I am the personification, personified of the life of God and the perfection of men. I thank you.